More music variety, Hamilton's 102.9 K-Light, Sunny and Hayes, 8:22 on a Wednesday morning. Well, time for a shot of positivity with positivity expert Jane Enright, author of the memoir Butter Side Up, How I Survived My Most Terrible Year and Created My Super Awesome Life. Welcome to the show, Jane.
Thanks so much, Matt. Good morning to all of you.
Hey, Jane, so the title of your memoir, that could be the title of everyone's memoir over this past year.
Put up your hand if you don't know what the next 5 minutes is going to bring. Who wants to be butter side down? We all want to be butter side up.
So what did you learn in writing this book that could be applied to the pandemic lives that we're living right now?
That's a great question. I really learned about the power of positivity because I did navigate three very, very unusual, unexpected events in a very short period of time. And I really, truly did not know what the next 5 minutes was going to bring, just like everybody else right now. Basically, a healthy mindset is your best defense when you're navigating curveballs out of left field. And it is difficult to do that when you don't know what the next 5 minutes is going to bring. That's challenging. That's because as humans, we tend to focus our time and energy on what we don't have rather than what we do have, and throw in some catastrophic change like a pandemic, and we're naturally waiting for all of, like everybody else, for the other shoe to drop. So being positive doesn't mean you have to be happy all the time, but positive thinking, it gives us an extreme advantage during times of extreme stress. It gives us clarity and confidence and supports us to move forward, not backward. So I learned some tips about how to do that.
You know what, Jane? I want to add a good point about the positivity end of it. I think people are, when they're looking for positivity, it's like something really big. And I always look at just the small things, like going out for a walk, or those are the things you got to focus on, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Now more, accepting what is, really, the change is happening right now, and saying, look, we've got to make the best of this. And I always say, it's not what is happening, it's how you're handling it that matters. So surrounding yourself with people that bring you up, not bring you down, see the upside of things. Like this morning when you're talking about the superheroes and your most embarrassing moment, trying to bring that brevity to it. As developing new routines and rituals, trying to separate and acknowledge weekdays from weekends, have that date night with your partner, get together and have a virtual family dinner. I always say staying connected is super, super important. Just because we're isolated right now, social isolation does not mean social distancing does not have to mean being socially isolated. Connect and keep in touch with people and friends and family that bring you up and inspire you. And practicing gratitude is more important than ever before. As humans, we tend to focus on things that we don't have rather than what we do have. So being grateful for this sunny day, being grateful that you're healthy, beginning each day with intention and gratitude will help you see the lighter side of things, and you're better able to respond to events rather than react to them as they're happening.
Now, you say your past is just a chapter, not the whole book, which is a really good point, because we tend to blow up and magnify the problems that are happening in our lives. But when we really think about whatever it is that may seem really bad at the time, it is just a chapter in the long story of our life.
Absolutely. You talked, Matt, this morning about backing the car out of the driveway. By the way, I did that. I did that too.
You did?
So thank you for sharing.
Well, Jane, just so you know, I'm the world's worst driver. That has not happened to me ever. There.
No.
Now, were you able to remain positive through that?
We tend to be defined by what happens in our lives. Absolutely. We tend to be defined by it, and we put labels on it. Like I'm divorced, I'm unemployed, we focus on what we've lost, but endings can be new beginnings too. For example, I lost my career when I got hit in the head and had my, during my most terrible year at a sporting event. However, look what I gained. I'm talking to Sunny and Hayes. I'm butter side up. I wrote a book I never thought would happen. Sometimes unplanned change can bring possibilities and open doors to opportunities you never could have imagined.
Hey, about the book, it's available Indigo all over the place?
Yes, Indigo. Thanks for asking. Indigo, yeah. Amazon.ca, your local bookstore. But probably the best way to get it now, if you want to get it online, is to go to Chapters Indigo or Amazon.ca.
Butterside Up, How I Survived My Most Terrible Year and Created My Super Awesome Life. Good reading right now. Jane Enright, a positivity expert. Thanks for joining us this morning,
Jane.
Thanks,
Jane.
Oh, absolute pleasure. Thanks. Stay super awesome, guys. Have a great day.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.